The first day of testing for the 24 hours of Le Mans brought its share of surprises, with a Cadillac dominating the clock while Toyota experienced a regrettable collision. This outcome hints at a potential shakeup in the hierarchy of hypercars ahead of the race. The Cadillac No. 12, driven by Will Stevens, indeed set the best time with an impressive 3:27.843, surpassing Toyota's benchmark from the previous year by more than a second and a half. Kicking off a focused session, the 18 hypercars quickly took to the track, but the pace was interrupted by a wrist neutralization exercise that lasted nearly 40 minutes. With less than an hour to go, a full course yellow was implemented to clean up debris resulting from a collision between Toyota No. 8, driven by Ryo Hirakawa, and Arrayka No. 25, driven by Jake Hughes. Both cars sustained significant damage, requiring quick intervention. Ultimately, it was Cadillac No. 101 with Felipe Albuquerque that took over with a time of 3:27.011, wrapping up this first session on a positive note. Another testing session will take place in the afternoon, promising further crucial adjustments ahead of the big event.